Time for the birthday scam. Going to call a woman who was, just the other day, was trying to sneak through the HOV lane with a doll in the car. Well, we caught her with our secret, super secret cameras.
It's like a 3 foot high child's girl doll. She's strapped in.
Hello?
Hi, this is Ted Jones with the How are you this morning?
Fine.
I'm sorry to bother you, but our cameras observed your vehicle in the HOV lane the other day. And you didn't have the number of people necessary to be legally in that lane.
Oh, yeah, I did. I had my daughter in there.
Well, you know, our cameras can zoom in on that, and it seems to me that it looked like a doll was in the vehicle with you.
Okay.
And that's a $150 offense.
Well, what do I need to do about that?
Write a check and send it in.
Well, could you send me that picture?
Can I ask you why you had a doll in there?
Well, I did. I have a daughter. If you would like to come and see my daughter,
no.
and that would be perfectly fine. You're telling me.
I know the difference between a doll and a real live person. People try this all the time.
Well, I would like you then to come over and see my daughter, and I'd like to see the video.
I don't have time to chase around everybody that tries to skirt the system. All I'm going to do is send you a bill, and you can pay it, or you can face the consequences.
I can face the concept. That's like a threat. I'm aware that the talks like this now.
Then it'll go on your credit, and a warrant will be issued.
May I have your name?
Ted Jones.
Okay. And who do I call to contact your supervisor?
You can call us here at the office, but I mean, it doesn't.
Who would I speak to? Because
I'm not
really thrilled about how you're talking to me.
I think because I notice on your credentials here that you're a doctor, and I think that you're just trying to give me the runaround because you're a big fancy doctor. Is that why we should have a special lane for you?
Okay. Conversation's over with.
Well, that's fine, as long as we get the $150.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm not sending you anything.
Well, then I could have somebody come by and pick up your vehicle.
I'm not speaking with you anymore, Ted Jones.
I know all about these dolls.
I'll call as your supervisor now.
Hello?
Deanna, this is Steve Phillips at...
Yes?
Just talking to one of my men. He expressed to me that maybe he got a little out of line.
He got completely out of line.
I guess, I don't know, he's been under some stress or something, and we apologize. That's not the way we like to approach these things.
Okay.
And one tip, when you try a doll, you might consider a blow-up doll. They're much more effective. Hello? Let's get the perpetrator.
Hello?
Well, we did it, and she hung up a couple of times.
Was she mad?
Oh, well, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. Denied it.
Just make sure to speak up, Donna.
Okay.
Donna?
Yeah.
You are so bad.
What?
You are so absolutely bad.
Yeah, Donna thought of that, doctor, and...
Work today.
Oh boy.
We were going to let you borrow our blow up doll if you needed more passengers.
You can get a whole, like, you know, fill up a whole minivan of blow up dolls.
Oh, y'all leave me alone.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. According to estimates, 33 million people played fantasy football this year.
Wow.
It's amazing. We can't get that many people to vote. People play for prizes and pride, and in some cases, there's a punishment for losing. Like a league in North Carolina, where the last place finisher had to spend 24 hours in a Waffle House. And that honor went to Justin Pulyachik of Wilmington. Now, there was hope from the horror of the Waffle House for Justin. For every waffle he ate, he could take 20 minutes off his sentence. Sadly, Justin could only stomach 7 waffles. So he only removed an hour and 40 minutes. Which means he spent the night there. I hope he was armed. That's today's Wild Pitch.
I'm feeling good because I won Trivia HQ yesterday.
That new app.
Have you heard about this, Kelly? Trivia HQ?
I have not.
It's hugely popular right now. So popular, none of you have heard of it.
Right.
But it's an online app you do on your phone. It's a trivia game. It's live every day, twice, with an actual host.
And so you open the app like at 8 at night when they play it, and you're in with everybody else who's on it, and you have to get through this gauntlet of 12 questions that start easy. They're multiple choice. And if you can get all the way to the 12th one, you win cash.
But are you only allowed to play when they're doing it live?
Yeah, because it's live.
Okay. Yeah, there's set times.
Okay.
You're playing against the field. And did you get through the 12?
I did yesterday.
And you won cash.
I, along with 410 other people, survived. It started
and you're
splitting
out splitting $1 million.
No. It was $2,000. So I got $4.86.
Is that a free app?
It's free.
Okay.
Ah, wow.
It started out with over 700,000 people.
Wow. And you ended up in the final 400.
I ended up at the last question.
You and 300 other DJs.
Maybe. I don't know.
With trivia nuts.
Hey, if you're a trivia nut, which we are,
right.
This is a fun thing.
More trivial, for sure.
It's the only thing that's horrible about it is the host, who's very annoying. He's an actual live guy on camera.
Right. And where does it emanate from?
I think New York. Okay. So let me give you one of the questions.
That you got right. The Dean passed to win $4.
Who was the first artist to have two videos showing on MTV? Now, let's open this up to the audience. So I'll give you this is the actual question I got right. Who were the first two artists to have two videos?
The first artist.
On MTV. Tom Petty, Rod Stewart, or Pat Benatar? You know the answer to that. 713. Look at Kelly. She's so desperate.
I know. It's so hard for her to not speak out right now.
It really is.
It just is anytime.
You're right.
So can you answer this question? I will give you my $4.86. No, I won't.
No.
No, I'm not giving that up.
You earned it. How does that get to you, by the way?
Through my PayPal.
Okay.
This PayPal's right in.
Nice.
But I found out after I won it, you don't get to collect anything till you have $20 worth.
Do you lose money?
You don't lose money.
So there's no wagering?
No, but I
you
would
can't
have
double
to.
Double down?
I love doubling.
I would have to win four or five more times, which
right.
sounds impossible before I could ever collect anything because you have to have amassed $20 to cash
well,
it.
The key to any app is they want hits and people participating. And so that's, you know, someone's going to make a zillion dollars off this app.
Yeah.
Gustavo, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. Who was the first music artist to have two videos showing on MTV? Was it Petty, Rod Stewart, or Pat Benatar?
I say Pat Benatar.
You know, that's what I said off the air. A woman, pretty rocker that would look good and did look good on MTV.
And it's got to be somebody early on, right?
In the early launch.
Of MTV. No. I'm so sorry.
All right. Well, Pat was big in the 80s.
Pedro, how are you?
I'm doing well. How
Pedro,
are you?
You have increased odds now because Pat Benatar has been eliminated.
It's between Rod Stewart and Tom Petty, so I'm going to go with Tom Petty.
It is not Tom Petty.
Oh. Well, what's the point in going on now?
Mark.
Yes.
What's the answer?
It'd have to be Rod Stewart.
It would have to be Rod Stewart.
And, you know, I can only think of one video by him to that disco song. If You Think I'm Sexy, whatever, he's just kind of careens around with a bunch of hair. I didn't know.
What other songs did he do? He had a number of hits that all had videos before MTV even started because he had filmed them in the mid-70s.
So I hit him in the can.
For TV in Britain.
Oh.
So he was preloaded with me, where other artists had to create them from scratch.
Right.
He was ready to go with Do You Think I'm Sexy and Tonight's the Night. And
all pretty much the same video, wasn't it? Just him cleaning around.
They're very primitive early.
With a lot of hair and looking at the camera.
Prancing about.
You different outfits.
All right.
Well done, sir. And you are going to win these Brian Howe tickets, former lead singer of Bad Company, at the shoot at Baytown January 13th. That's this Saturday. Hold on the line. We'll hook you up. Check out the new David Byrne.
I thought I recognized that voice. I welcome you to my house.
You didn't have to go far. It's a little shaky. He always sounded shaky, didn't he?
Yeah, I was going to say, his voice actually sounds pretty good, but it just...
sounds older, yeah. Which it is. If you get down on your knees. Now everybody's coming to my
house. And I'm never going to be alone. And everybody's
actually like that. That's kind of very vintage Talking Heads.
It is. You know, I was sound. Saying, where are we in 1985? Because I don't know where the music scene is at anymore, but I respect that that's what he does, and he's not altering from it.
Everybody's Coming to My House is the song, and it's coming from his new album, American Utopia, which will be out in March.
He was always a different cat, you know, on the punk edge scene and punk pop and
art rock,
and didn't really care what the other sound came out of that New York scene.
But he, last few years, he's been experimenting with different
sounds
and cultures.
This is not My Beautiful Wife.
All right, I tell you what, we can post this, I believe, legally on our social media. And if you're a Talking Heads fan, you probably want to check out that new David Byrne solo stuff from the Eagle. On our list of the greatest double albums of all time, you can see this list posted online. We're debating what belonged on the list and what didn't. The Beatles' White Album, number one, and there are several others there that you may like or not. You can get onto our social media and chime in with your well-informed, snarky opinion. So it's going to be sunny today, high of 61, currently 44 in the JohnEagleHonda.com Weather Center. We have a lot of people on hold waiting to play One Note Bad Company. Raj, most of them have it right. So your assessment was correct that if you're a Bad Company fan, you
will it's Bad Co.
probably know this.
One. And it's a good Bad Co song.
That's the note. So let's go to our 12th caller. Laura from Katy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. What's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, we're driving downtown.
What are you doing downtown? Headed to work?
Yes, sir.
So you go Katy to downtown. How long does that take you every day?
Normally about 25 minutes, but we're kind of sitting in slow traffic right now.
Yeah, I think it's kind of back to work this week, isn't it?
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
So, but then why is it slower than normal? I mean, are people confused about going back to work?
They've forgotten.
I think that's what it is nobody wants to go back to work. Right. So everybody's taking their time.
Could be.
All right, let's see if we can make your day better when you give you these tickets to see Brian Howe from Bad Company. If you can identify this one note, Bad Co.
Laura, are you ready to receive the note?
Yes, I am.
All right. Stand by. Here it comes. One note, Bad Company.
Play it.
All right. What is that?
Rocksteady by Bad Company.
Rocksteady. Are you kidding? She got it. Yes.
Uncanny.
Yes. Yes, that's how that goes. And you are going to see Brian Howe, the former lead singer from Bad Company. I suppose he'll sing that, right? He sang all the Bad Company.
He played a lot of their songs, of course, yeah. With their big album, the Holy Water album, and all the Bad Co. songs. So congratulations. We'll set you up for the show coming this weekend at the Shoot Baytown.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.
I want to thank Kelly Ryan for filling in for Susie on the Eagle Update, doing the news this morning. All her stories are about animals. Have you noticed that?
They're on the move. Something's weird. You got bats invading the Walmart and Alvin.
The flaming spider running
through
the thing.
Flaming spider just hellishly running through a house and catching it on fire or an apartment.
Crocodiles with their noses through the ice. You got...
There is no unicorn.
You got cats and rats and spiders.
Flaming spiders.
All that stuff.
That's giant perfect. Burning spiders.
I think we have pictures of all that, too, if you want to check it out. If you like the animals.
I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo. I'll take some of them green alligators and long-necked geese.
This is the Irish Rovers.
I forgot about them. What was the other song they did? They have some... The Irish Rovers had some other, like, big hit.
I don't know.
It's like this, only different.
Manly, yes, but I like it too. Are you Googling that? We don't have time.
I want to see. They got the Drunken Sailor song. I guess Unicorn's the first one that comes up.
Yes. Spiders and bats and crocodiles. Some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, hey, if you're a Led Zeppelin fan, listen all day long today. We've got Jimmy Page
celebrating his 74th birthday.
Yeah.
He and his 26-year-old, well, I guess she'd be 28 now, girlfriend.
Mention that every time.
Well, I'm wondering if he's going to take her to Dave and Buster's or something and just make a night of it.
Well, we've got the blocks all day long today, starting with Jennifer Tyler. Pretty much every hour you're going to get some a couple of Led Zeppelin songs for Jimmy Page turning 74. Side one, track five, Exile on Main Street, Tumbling Dice, number three on the Rolling Stone reader poll list of the greatest double albums. Man, I love the double album. You just felt like you were getting more for your money.
Right, and it was great for cleaning your weed.
Often, though, you weren't getting more for your money because they would pad out the double album with a lot of filler.
Yeah.
In many cases.
We were looking through Exile, which I consider just a great album, and I would say there's a couple, three sleepers in there, but everything else is pretty solid.
That was number three. They've got Pink Floyd, The Wall, number two, the Beatles' White Album, number one, and we had this posted on Facebook. It is on there right now, and people are chiming in.
With some good suggestions. I'd forgotten that Frampton Comes Alive is a double album set. Oh. A lot of filler on that one.
Filler.
Well, I know it's great. You know, it was a huge groundbreaking thing, especially for him.
What it allowed you to do with the double album was because you had to fill it. You would have like a 9 or a 10 minute song on one of the sides. Right.
I think of like The Who's Quadrophenia, a great double album with some memorable songs, but a lot of like wandering in there too.
Yes. So James said, yeah, Frampton Comes Alive. Adam says London Calling by The Clash.
Yes.
Nice.
Very influential, especially, you know, for that genre.
Yep, can't support it. I think also, I had two songs that I know, London Calling and Train in Vain.
Which are great songs.
And the rest of it, I don't know.
A little filler.
The rest of it's just angry.
It's not angry, it's fun.
It's angry punk rock. What else? So, John said Physical Graffiti should be higher.
Yeah.
Physical Graffiti.
It made the top five. Let's not quibble. But
came in at number five.
I thought, you know, we had mentioned, I think, Yellow Brick Road. You talk about an album that had very little filler. That album is, both discs are pretty good. You got Hendrix, Electric Ladyland. Remember that one?
Every song on Goodbye Yellow Brick Road is about a hooker or a transvestite.
What's your point? What's your point? What's the problem? No, there's a song about Roy Rogers. It was a great song. Then there's a song called This Song Has No Title.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Great piano piece. Bob Dylan's Blonde on Blonde could get an honorable mention. Filler.
No, that's a good one. I have that at home. That's a lot of good stuff on that. These are all good. I mean, you can look up, and you're looking online, you found like four other polls.
Well, I was trying to find the top 10 list, and all we have is five listed for all. So I wanted to see who filled out the five of some of these others that I like. Stevie Wonder's Song in the Key of Life is considered, you know, groundbreaking.
That is a great album, and that does not have much filler on it. No, I don't
is
like
this,
that.
That's a filler.
Yeah, I don't care.
All the extra photos and stuff, though, that you'd get in the double albums was just so fun to look through and read everything.
Albums. It's a lost art. Literally art.
Yeah. The album, and you didn't have a music video, and often you never actually saw them perform unless you got to go to a concert.
But, right.
So all you had was the photo.
This was your connection to the band and their photos and their biographies.
And you would listen to the song, and then you just clutch the album cover.
Read it.
Stare at the photo and read the lyrics.
Right. All the lyrics were on there. And try to determine what they were talking about. And many times it was just nonsense.
Yeah, because you were like 9, and you didn't know that this is a song about a drugged-out transvestite. You like Walk on the Wild Side because you just like the song.
Right, sure. And the picture of the dude with a huge package on the front.
You had a lot of glam rock in the collection, didn't you?
I don't know what you mean by that. Did I like Lou Reed? Yeah. Mott the Hoople? David Bowie? Yeah, okay. There's a pattern.
I think he had good taste.
But anyway, this list is online. If you have your own thoughts, you can chime in at the Dean and Raj Facebook page. Thank you.